But through a simple process of chanting the holy names of God, you can awaken that dormant, enlightened consciousness that's there within you. So we've come here today to teach you the secret of how to do that. What we're teaching is actually worth millions and billions of dollars. So how much are we charging you? This is free, this program? Almost free? Yeah. So we're giving a super bargain. So, we recently did a program over in Istanbul. And the people there just loved it. So we're asking you to do the same thing that we had the people do in Istanbul. We're asking you to repeat after us. I will say, and then you repeat. Hare!
Hare!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Hare!
Hare!
Krishna!
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 Krishna! Hare!
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 Now we're going to make it more complicated. We're going to do two words at a time. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna! Krishna
Krishna! Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
That's pretty good. Now we're going to go up to four. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Wow, you're all pretty good. Now we're going to go up to eight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, now we're going to do the whole 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
That is so good. Now we're going to put it to music. We're going to alternate. I will sing it all by myself. And then you all are going to come in as a big ecstatic chorus. We're going to make the walls vibrate on this hall. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare here all the way. We have flown from America. We wanted to turn you on. To unlimited happiness. We all have happiness, that's a fact. But how many of us have unlimited happiness? There is always some limit to our happiness. We're happy for some time and then whammo, something bad happens. And we become down. Aren't you tired of living your life like a yo-yo? Up and down, around and around on a merry-go-round. There is something better. There is an unlimited reservoir of happiness there within your heart. You simply have to learn how to tap into it. That's all you have to do. In fact, I would go so far as to say this. If you don't do this, you are cheating yourself big time. Just imagine if you were living in poverty. And your uncle always said, there's something really important I want to tell you. But you had some disagreement with him and you never wanted to listen to him. And so you lived your whole life in complete poverty, suffering like anything. But finally, one day, near the end of your life, you thought you would call your uncle up to see what it was he wanted to tell you. He said, I wanted to tell you there was no reason to live in poverty. You had a fortune buried in your backyard worth $10 trillion. So I wanted to come today to tell you this. You have a fortune buried in your heart, which is worth much more than $10 trillion. I have come today to give you the technique by which you can extract that unlimited fortune. This is not something that I concocted or made up. In other words, I'm not here to hype you. This is real. This is bona fide. This has been passed down through an unbroken line of spiritual masters. Going back for thousands and thousands of years in India. And now this knowledge has come to Sophia. So that you can take advantage of it. And you can live in a state of unlimited joy and peace. This science is known as the science of mantra. Mantra is a Sanskrit word consisting of two syllables, man and tra. Man means the mind. Tra means deliver. So a mantra is a sound vibration which delivers your mind. What does it deliver it from? Illusion and anxiety, which are unnatural coverings of the self. Just like the normal state of the sun is to be shining and luminous all over Sophia. But if there are some clouds, then you cannot see. So currently, we are covered by the cloud of illusion. What is that illusion? We are thinking that I am this body. We are thinking, I am sick, I have a cold. But actually the self is not sick. The self does not have a cold. It is simply the bodily covering, that's all. Just like now, I'm wearing this chador. I can take off this chador also. I'm still the same person. With or without this chador, I'm still the same person. So whether you have that body or you don't have that body, you are still an eternal spiritual being.
Така че независимо дали имате или нямате това материално тяло, вие продължавате да бъдете същата духовна личност.
So what this means is that actually you're not a man.
Което всъщност означава, че
you're not a woman.
Вие не сте жени.
You're not a Bulgarian.
Вие не сте българин.
The body is, but you are not.
Тялото е, но вие самите не сте.
So what does awakening the spiritual consciousness within do for you? It releases you from all the stress. It fills you with knowledge. And it enables you to enter into your eternal spiritual existence, which is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. So this powerful mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra, it is not made up by any human being. This special sound vibration is coming from the kingdom of God. There is a beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur. He describes where how this mantra comes. Golokera prema dhana hadi nama sankirtana. That this Hare Krishna mantra, it is coming from the spiritual world. So if we take advantage of this mantra, just like sometimes we purchase a ticket on an airplane and we go flying to some destination like Warsaw or Amsterdam, so this Hare Krishna mantra, it is an airplane that will carry you into the spiritual existence. You don't have to wait until you die. You can do it right now. If you absorb yourself in chanting this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you chant it every day in the early morning. For at least a half an hour. You will experience a result which will be so sublime. You will be amazed that this much happiness could be available in this world.
ще бъдете изумени, че толкова много щастие може да съществува в този свят.
We give this mantra away at no charge to anyone who wants it. And everyone who seriously tries chanting this mantra gets the same result. They become a spiritually enlightened being. So the title of tonight's lecture is expand your consciousness and attain unlimited bliss. So the vehicle for expanding your consciousness is this Hare Krishna mantra. So kindly take this chanting very seriously. And we can assure you that you will experience an incredible result. As I mentioned, everyone who has seriously tried chanting this Hare Krishna mantra has experienced incredible, amazing results. And what is true for thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people throughout the world, will also be true for you. So kindly take this Hare Krishna mantra. You'll be glad you did. And your life will be so wonderful. Your heart will become full of love, full of peace, full of joy, full of knowledge. And at the time of death, you won't have any anxiety at all. You'll simply chant the holy names, and you will easily enter into the kingdom of God. So we can ask now if there's any questions. Did everything I say make sense to you? Or did it sound kind of weird? Yes?
She wants to remember everything that you're saying, but she cannot. So how can she remember what you're saying?
Well, you have to just give us a blank disc and we'll give you a copy of the lecture. Or we'll give you do you have an internet connection? Well, these devotees here in Sofia, they will have a copy of my lecture. So if you... Do you have an MP3 player? Oh, the mantra. We can write it on a piece of paper for you, no problem. Yeah, we have so many books available, and the books will have the mantra there, and all the philosophy is in the books. Where is the book table? Outside?
She's asking this. What we have to repeat every morning, is it written in the books?
Mm-hmm.
What we have to repeat every morning, is it written in the books?
The best, if you pray that every morning this Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will experience the reawakening of your dormant, enlightened consciousness.
Да, написано там, и ако повтаряте тази Хари Кришна мантра, вие всяка сутрин, тогава вие ще наистина ще преживете истинско събуждане на вашето успящо духовно съзнание.
We have a center here in Sofia where you can come and we have classes on it. They will give you the address. Alright, so Hare Krishna. So, anyone else have a question? Yes.
Meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How does the chanting on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how is it better than the others?
How do you what?
How the Hare Krishna chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is better than the other meditations?
Yes, actually, one can chant any name of God. We don't say only Hare Krishna mantra. The Supreme Lord Himself has descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has said there's hundreds and millions of names for the Lord. And that they are all powerful for delivering the living being. But he personally chanted Hare Krishna. That was his choice. So we take hint from his example. Actually, it is stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad that there is no mantra more effective for this age than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari. We never say this is the only mantra. But by practical experience, by comparative analysis, one can experience that this is the most powerful means of meditation on God. We challenge everyone. You can chant Om, you can chant Allah, you can chant Christ, you can chant, Buddha, you can chant Jehovah, so many things. But if one carefully compares all the different ways of meditating on God, you'll find this Hare Krishna is the most powerful and effective. It's not a matter of blind faith, it's a matter of practical experience. We challenge everyone to take the mantra test and see which one works the best. So how about someone there in the back? You all have questions back there. Yes.
Аз искам да попитам за духовното име. Духовният учител дава духовно име, но душата нали няма име. Какъв е смисъл да се
видим? She wants to ask about the name that the spiritual master gives to the disciple at the time of initiation.
The mantra?
No, the name.
The name.
All right, so she asks, as the soul doesn't have a name, what's the meaning of giving a name to the disciple?
Well, you were thinking the soul does not have a name. But actually that's not true. Soul has a name. Soul is not impersonal. In the spiritual world, there are an unlimited number of souls. and they all have names. So, and we do not yet know our original name in the spiritual world. But when we initiate a disciple, we give them a name which reminds them of Krishna. So that even at the time of death, they can remember their own name. They will go back to Godhead. So do not think the soul is nameless. Every soul in its original pure state has a name. He or she has an identity, an eternal identity in God's pastimes. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Система на?
В цялата система на практиката на Кришна съзнание, някъде, в някои от тези нива, не съм чувал, има ли?
Alright. He's asking whether in the system of practicing Krishna consciousness there is anything about pranayama and hatha yoga.
Pranayama and hatha yoga, they are good for health.
Pranayama and hatha yoga са добри за здравето.
Formerly, the Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, they were part of a Ashtanga system of self-realization. But that eightfold process, Ashtanga, eight limbs, that is very difficult in this age. It requires a lifespan of many of 50-60,000 years. That's how long it takes to perfect it. So who lives that long now? Do you think you'll live for 50,000 years? That's the amount of time required to achieve perfection through the Hatha, the Ashtanga system. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, in this way, Samadhi. The Eightfold Path. Now, if you want to do it for health, it's very good for health. It's very good if you like to do that Hatha Yoga Pranayama. It'd be very good for your health. It will help you to control your senses. If you use it as an add-on to the process of Krishna Bhakti. The ultimate goal of the yoga system is to develop pure love for God. This is not our invented words. These are the words of God Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena taratmana shadavan bhajate yomam saumayuta tamomataha. Of all the yogis, the one who is my devotee, who is intimately united with me in love, he is the highest of all. So we are also yogis. Yogi means yoking with the Supreme. The other yogis, they try to yoke through pranayama. We yoke through love. If you love someone, that is the strongest connection. Just like this is your wife sitting here, and your child, you love them very much, don't you?
Ти ги обичаш много, нали?
So that love is the strongest connecting force.
Така че тази любов е най-силна свързваща сила.
So just imagine if you can love God like you love your wife and your son.
Само си представи, ако можеш да обичаш Бога както обичаш съпругата и детето си.
Krishna says that is the most advanced yoga system.
Krishna казва, това е най-силната йога система.
Any other questions? There's a question back there.
God has many names. Why do we have to believe that Krishna? Huh? God has many names. Why do we have to believe that Krishna is supreme? Why do we have to believe that the process of Krishna consciousness, the bhakti yoga, is the best one?
God has many names, that's a fact. So you can choose any name. If you think the name of Krishna is something foreign or Hindu and not compatible for a Sophia citizen, then you know you can chant something else.
Бог има много имена, така че да, ти искаш и смяташ, че Кришна не е име, което е подходящо за жител на София, тогава може да избереш някакво друго име да повтаряш.
You can chant the name of Christ if you prefer that name. Any name for the Supreme Being is suitable. But sometimes the people say, why this process and not that process? Actually, there's no such thing as many different processes. There's actually only one process. Ultimately, there's only one process. That is to develop your love for God. Whether you call Him Krishna, Christ, Jehovah, or Allah, that doesn't matter. But you must develop pure love for Him. That means selfless love. Not that you come to Him with your shopping list. God, give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me. You simply submit yourself as His servant, that's all. This is the proper mood. And that is the one process of achieving perfection. Whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or a Hindu, or a Buddhist. You have to follow the pathway of total devotion. If you want release from the cycle of birth and death. So it's not a question of this process or that process. It's just a matter of, do you want to surrender to God or do you want to remain independent from God? That's it. There's only two choices. Either surrender to God or you remain independent from God. No one's going to force you. You do what you want. If you remain independent, then you reap that result. And if you surrender, you will reap that result. If you remain independent, then you live in a temporary existence of illusion and anxiety. And if you surrender to Him, you live an eternal existence of bliss and knowledge. So I'm asking you now, what do you want? Would you rather have a temporary existence of illusion and anxiety? Or an eternal existence of knowledge and bliss? Which one will you take? Eternity, knowledge and bliss? Or temporality, illusion and ignorance and anxiety? Tell me, this one or this one? Which one do you want? Speak up.
It is want what you want. Different.
Speak up.
One thing is to want something. Something else is to. Так. It's different if you can.
I just asked you, what do you want? That's all I asked. You didn't answer my question. I said, what do you want? If I gave you a choice, you can either have eternity, knowledge, and bliss, or temporality, illusion, and anxiety. Which one do you want? I'm asking you straight. Tell me.
Eternity and happiness.
Very good. So therefore, you must surrender to God. And we will teach you how to do that. Now, if you don't want to do that, that's another matter.
Because
we're not going to force you. But if you would like, if you want to do that, we will train you how to do that. My spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, trained me how to do that, and if you want, I'm prepared to train you how to do that. Now the ball is in your court. You decide what you want. And act accordingly. Questions more?
May I
ask? Yes.
May I question? Should I ask?
Yes.
So my question is, when we speak about different religions, some people they say that there is like a Hindu god, and then there is a Muslim god.
Yeah.
Different gods.
Right.
And every country has a god.
Yes.
So what would you say about that?
All right. Translate the question. My question is this: how many suns are there in the sky? Is there a Bulgarian sun, a Turkish sun, a Macedonian sun, and a Greek sun? Or is there one sun? That sun may have different names in different languages. But the sun is one. So the process of spiritual perfection is one. Although it may be named differently. As Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism. But the process is one, to become a lover of God. That's the one process. Okay, this lady here has a question.
So there is psychology research from Maslow. He's a very famous psychologist. And according to his research, he says that in order to have true spiritual yearning for God and to be able to devote your life to God, it is necessary first to go through the so-called human realizations.
Go through what?
Through the human realizations.
Human realizations.
What they are. That is to be able to survive in the world, to be able to have love in the world of humans, to be more or less rich according to your needs, and to have worthy goals and ideas, that is to have your own ideals for which you strive, and then comes the level at which after you have gone through all these levels, you're able to really be a spiritual person. And my question is whether you have noticed in the world of spiritual devotees that if a person hasn't gone through all these developments inside his life, probably he is not able to surrender. He might want to surrender, but there are other needs which come, and then he's depressed, even though he's a devotee.
Yes.
I would like to translate him
again. There are two. Yes. He'll translate it. Yeah. Oh, okay. He'll translate it into Bulgarian. Yeah, he understood.
In order to say to the people.
Oh, okay.
Значи, какъв ми е въпросът? Според изследването на Маслоу, за да имаш истинска потребност от духовна реализация, нужно да преминеш 7 етапа на реализацията в човешки план. Тоест, да можеш да оцелеш в света, да имаш любов или социална реализация, т.е. приятели, да имаш достатъчно материална осигуреност, след което да си състояние да следваш твои собствени идеали, които ти си възприемаш с твои, и тогава вече идва истинската духовна нужда. И моят въпрос беше дали последователи, които не са стигнали до този етап, те могат да са в духовните среди, но в същото време да нямат истинска духовна нужда и в някакъв етап да отпаднат,
okay. So, whether we have to go gradually, step by step, or you can do it all at once, that is the question. So, there are two different techniques. There's the way of the silversmith. Smithersmith, the one who works in silver. And there's the way of the blacksmith, the one who makes the, you know, the horseshoes and things like that. The silversmith, he goes tapping for many, many days. Tap, 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 for many, many, many days. Tap, 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 tap.
Този, който работи с сребро, той много дни работи с много усърдно всеки ден.
But the blacksmith, he goes, boom, finished.
А ковача се снима.
So, if you want to follow the way of the silversmith, if you want to follow the way of the silversmith,
ако искате да следвате пътя на този, който работи с сребро,
you can do that. No one is stopping you. But if you want to follow the way of the blacksmith, we will teach you how to do that. So you can immediately solve all problems of life. What this psychologist has described, well, first you earn $1, and then you earn $2. And then you earn $3. Struggling. But our program is we immediately hand you $1 billion. So all of your problems are solved at all the levels. So should we continue, or we have some? We adjourn now then. Who's the master of ceremonies? Should I continue answering questions? Shall we stop now for Prashadam, or is it what's the next?
We have theater.
Huh?
Theater and
there's a theatrical protection.
Yeah, and we have a slideshow.
Okay, so we'll have one last question because you're enthusiastic, and then we'll go to the next program.
She's really enthusiastic about chanting these words, and she wants to make sure. You said at least 30 minutes every morning. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Is there a certain hour or what time?
Before sunrise. If you chant the holy names of God before sunrise, you will directly experience God, I guarantee you. You get up very early before the sunrise and chant Hare Krishna mantra for 1.5 hour, you will feel that you're in God's kingdom.
Exactly 30 minutes.
The precise, according to astrological calculation, there is a time of the day known as Brahma Muhurta, the spiritual hour.
Според астрологическите трактати има по-приятно време, което се нарича Брахма Мухурта.
It begins an hour and a half before sunrise and it goes up until sunrise, approximately.
Започва приблизително около час и половина преди изгрева на слънцето и стига до изгрева на слънцето, свършва стига с изгрева на слънцето.
Find out, as long as you look in the newspaper, find out what time the sun rises. Get up in enough time to take your morning bath, and then have 1.5 hour of chanting up until the sunrise. We have a book that will give you everything you need to know.
Имаме книга, която ще ти каже всичко, което имаш нужда да знаеш.
This book is not, this is not for profit, but we're asking a donation enough to cover the printing cost. But this book will give you everything you need to know how to achieve the perfection.
Тази книга не е за да получим някаква полза, а просто събираме дарение, колкото покрием разходите по отпечатването ѝ. Но тази книга ще ти даде всичката информация, която те когато имаш нужда, за да постигнеш духовно съвършенство.
Добре, още веднъж питам. Половин час ли да ги повтарям или целият 1.5 часа преди изгрева?
So, she wants to ask, should she chant 30 minutes or should she chant all the 1.5 hour before sunrise?
At least 30 minutes.
Така казвам, най-малко 30 минути.
The best thing is to chant for 2 hours. But
най-доброто нещо е да повтаряш 2 часа.
I want you to chant 30 minutes right now, and then I'll give you my email address, and we'll give you further instructions as you advance more.
Сега да мога да повтаряш поне половин час, но ще ти дам моя личен имейл и ще ти дам по-нататък инструкции как да започнеш.
Who can take charge of training her? Because I'm out of. Who wants to take charge of being her mentor to guide her on this pathway? Will you do that?
Yes.
This devotee here, Pundarik.
Huh?
Pundarik Prabhu here will be your personal mentor. I'm traveling all over the world, but he will be your personal mentor. You give him your phone number, and he will be your personal mentor to train you in how to perfect this process. And you follow his instructions, whatever instructions he gives you, and you'll achieve perfection.
Пътувам много по света и няма да може да общува личността, да ме насети да бъда твой личен наставник и да се обръщаш към мен. Аз ще дам моят телефон и ти ще ми дадеш твой, когато имаш някакви въпроси. И аз ще се обаждам.
Добре, това много благодаря. Ще го направя това нещо. Другото нещо, което искам да попитам е, че по нашите християнски закони ние трябва да спазваме 10-те Божи заповеди. Освен тези молитви, какви
okay, so she said, according to the Christian tradition, there are these 10 commandments. So, is there anything additional to chanting Hare Krishna, except like something like the 10 commandments?
Yes, we have to train you along with the details. I cannot give you the full training on the spot, but he will take you along the way. The first thing is begin chanting every morning.
Да, има много такива неща, които не можем да те обучим тук сега на място.
We do follow certain principles. We don't engage illicit sex, we don't engage in meat eating, we don't engage in intoxication, and we don't engage in gambling.
Да, има такива определени правила, които ние следваме. Ние не водим забранен полов живот, което означава секс извън семейството и също така в семейството непозволен секс. Не едем месо, риба и яйца, не използваме никакви интоксиканти, включително кафе и черен чай и цигари. И също така не играем никакъв хазарт.
By avoiding these activities, we purify our consciousness.
Като избягваме тези дейности, ние пречистваме своето съзнание.
So, but you begin by chanting, and then we will gradually help you through along the pathway.
Но като начало искам да започнеш с възпяването на тези святи имена, и тогава постепенно ще ти помогнем как да напредваш по пътя на съвършенство.
You have to read this book, Bhagavad Gita.
Трябва да прочетеш тази книга Бхагавад Гита.
This will give you the full philosophy.
Тя ще запознае напълно с нашата философия.
Would you like to take it now for a donation?
Да.
She says yes.
Okay. So come and get it. Give me a pen.
Вие ми се подсмихвате. На колко години сте?
Не ви се подсмихвам, аз така.
Кажете, колко години сте вие?
27.
Аз съм син, който почина. И сега трябваше да бъде колкото вас. Разбирате ли защо съм тук?
Да.
Обяснете ме.
She had a son my age and he left his body. So she said that he should be my age now and that's why she's here to ask about.
Yes, you can.
If
you follow this process, your son will be if you perfect this process, your son will also be delivered.
Ако следваш този процес, синът също ще бъде освободен.
Чак не ми си вярва.
You have a choice not to believe. That's all right. You can believe. That's you like that not to believe. You're free will to do that. It's all right.
Но много вярвам в това, че той ще ми даде добро послание чрез това, че ще се подпише.
She wants to get a good wish from you in the book, signing her book.
Yeah, she needs to give a donation to cover the printing cost.
Ако може да дадете дарение, за да покриме.
Разбира се, че ще дам.
She said, of course I will.
Кажете в какви размери.
She needs to bring that now.
Ако може сега да направите дарение, колкото.
Добре, добре.
How much?
You tell. I don't know.
Моля.
Правят ми забележка, че не искам, няма да прекъсвам сега лекцията, навън ще се уредят нещата.
We want can more to continue the program so we can move into this stage.
Okay. I that's all right, but she wants to get the book now. How much? Tell her.
Колкото имам на разположение в момента, да й дала. Стига той да ми даде едно послание в ръцете.
Said that as much as she has, she will give.
All right, so I don't know anything about the currency here, so you all decide.
All right.
Okay, so do that. Bring the contribution. Okay, what? Thank you very much. What is the name?
Как се казвате?
Богданка.
Богданка.
How do you spell it?
B-O. Значи, че Бог ме е дал.
Yes, I will.
What's the name?
B-O-G.
D?
G.
G.
D.
D.
A.
A.
N.
N.
K.
K.
A. It means that...
Wait.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, now we'll go to the next program. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.